The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Wow, well, we all heard about Steven Spielberg, right? Now we got something to talk about today. Absolutely shameful conduct coming out from Steven Spielberg. Humanitarian award to he who advocates the murders of innocent babies in the womb. Get to that, and I want to talk about the Jars of Clay lead singer, yeah. The supposed self-professed Christian, advocating gay marriage. He just can't for the life of him see anything wrong with what's going on out there. Of course not. Look at the effeminate individual. Of course you can't, because it's in you. So anyways, to say all that, friends, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. And say hi, Steffi.
Hello.
Yes. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go over to Bradley Dean double E, two different websites, one personal page, one fan page. Bradley Dean getting a lot of interaction going on over there. As a matter of fact, we got about 100,000 friends right now, and it's just awesome. I love stirring it up. I love getting comments. I love people interacting, because this is how we can do it, not how I can do it or how you can do it. No, this is how we can do it. Check us out, Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747. Really going to need you to weigh in, friends, because I'm curious, what is your perspective? We'll get to those topics in just a couple of minutes here again. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18, the Christ said, and we are also showing you our work by our faith. And to say all that again, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the other's the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Did I say terrible?
Yes.
I meant it's terrible.
I think so.
We definitely want to have the mind of Christ. We want to have the heart of God, as we always say every day here on the Sons of Liberty. Now, before we get into the meat and potatoes here of our conduct, our content, we're going to be talking about Steven Spielberg and so on and so forth. I want to give you some interesting and fun facts just about Americans and America, some fun facts kind of in general. I think you might enjoy that you've probably never heard before. Now, did you know that just 2.5 million people lived in the USA in 1776.
Say it again.
Just 2.5 million, that's with an M as wow. In mom, million people lived in the USA in 1776.
Yeah. It's now, like 70 souls going into the promised land,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, to very Jacob. Very small number. Yeah. But here, now, today, it's 314 million. So when you look at the contrast of how many people were around in 1776 in the USA compared to today, there's quite a difference.
And do not forget, friends, we do not have a land shortage.
No.
Plenty of room for everybody, just so you know. Go up in an airplane
sometime. I was going to say, anyone who's ever been in an airplane a day in your life will be able to confirm that fact. Now, did you know that if you have $10 in your pocket and no debts whatsoever, you are wealthier than 25% of Americans? Which is sad to say that most Americans are in debt.
Slave to the lender.
Exactly. Now, this is kind of a gross fact, but according to Fact Slides...
Let's not get gross.
Well, it's not too gross, but it is kind of grossly interesting.
Okay.
7% of Americans claim they never bathe.
That's pretty nasty.
That is pretty nasty.
I could probably find those 7% for you.
I'm sure you could. Yeah. You walk into some of these stores nowadays and think, or look at someone's house and they got these junkyard piles. Looks like they haven't cleaned a day in their lives. It's just, wah. But anyway, that's an interesting fact. Now, did you know that 1 in 8 American workers has been employed by McDonald's? I can totally believe that. 1 in 8 Americans, if you think about it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's a good place to start out.
Oh, exactly.
Management skills and so on and so forth.
Of course, yeah. There's nothing wrong with it, but I can definitely believe that because of, you know, every town you go into, pretty much, there's a McDonald's there.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, so everyone can probably say at some point in time they worked at a McDonald's.
I worked at Burger King.
Or Perkins. Or, you know,
I worked at Perkins,
that's right,
too.
Some sort of a quick, you know, fast food
I got
restaurant.
Really sick working at Perkins.
Did you really?
Washing the dishes. Yes, I did.
Oh, you know what? I did work at Perkins myself too as a hostess. And I also
next point.
No, let me finish this. You're speaking of you were getting sick working there. You know,
oh, yeah.
I did some busing there and I thought people are just slobs. I mean, they just waste all this food and they're messy and just woo. When you go out to eat, try not to be slobs. I mean, eat your food normal, let them clear your plate, don't make a big mess. That's my little FYI for today.
Yes.
All right. Did you know that exposure?
I remember. No. I'll never forget this. I was working at Perkins when I was 14 years old in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. I'm not kidding you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the chef, when two police officers came in, he thought it was going to be really cute to put oven cleaner in their coffee.
Oh.
Got sicker than a dog. He was charged.
Oh, yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I won't forget getting sick there. And I will not forget that incident taking place with those police
officers. You know, this is an interesting point. Speaking of trust.
That kind of stuff bothers
me. Yeah,
it really
does. This is a side note. But if you think about it, just think about this thought for a second. If you think about it, we go into a restaurant and we have people that we don't know, whose lifestyles we don't know. We don't know if they've washed their hands, they've cleaned themselves, prepare our food.
Yeah, let's take it to an airplane. Let's take it to an airplane. Do you
go
and look at the captain's credentials before you get on the plane? No, but we got a problem trusting a God that cannot lie.
That's exactly right. That's the point. We do all these things where we have people we don't know make our food, people we don't know fly us in the air, people we don't know take us on a bus, transportation somewhere, and yet we can trust infallible man rather than infallible God and trust him. It's a very sad state to be. Now, did I tell you about secondhand smoke? I think I started to tell
you. No, you
didn't. Exposure to secondhand smoke.
I was exposed to it, though.
Yeah, a lot of kids are.
Yeah.
Causes nearly 50.
Are you calling me a kid?
Well, I'm saying, you know, parents who smoke, they got young children.
You calling me some young man?
Some young guy, that's right. But, you know, a lot of parents who smoke, obviously they have kids. They've got kids in their house. And what happens? They're exposed to it. And exposure to secondhand smoke causes nearly 50,000 deaths each year in the U.S. alone.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at that and saying, wow, people need to really be careful what they're doing. Now, this is kind of an interesting fact.
Wait. So, you know, the government comes in and starts to basically enforce laws against bar owners, restaurant owners across the country, telling them that you can't have people smoke in your establishment anymore. Now, that's not their place to do that.
Right.
Am I glad they did it? I am, because I don't smoke, but it's still not for the government to come in and do that. So I'm not in agreement with what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
But I could not stand, and I cannot stand secondhand smoke. It stinks. It gets on your clothes. And then you have a problem breathing.
Exactly. Yeah. And now, even to go on further than that, now the government says that they can come in and tell a bar owner or whoever that you cannot have people smoking inside your restaurant. But when it comes to abortion and the lives of innocent babies, oh, we just can't. It's just a woman's right to do that. Why isn't the smoker have a right to choose wherever he wants
they
to
do.
Smoke? Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back after this break. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Need you to jump in, friends. This is your show. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Have you ever noticed, surely you must have, hypocrites like people just like themselves? They would rather have someone that they like lie to them than have someone that they don't like tell them the truth. I don't want people to listen to this show because we compromise, but rather listen to us because we don't compromise. I don't want to be the one that said, I told you so, with bad results at its end. I want to be the one that said, I stopped it before something bad happened. Prevention is better than cure. Buy the truth and sell it not.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie, friends, 1-866-233-0747.
All right, got a few more for you. Did you know that one American consumes as much resources as 32 Kenyans? Now, I can believe that. I remember going on a missions trip once. I was 15 years old. I went out to Panama. And when you look in the conditions out there, it's like, wow, we need to be very, very thankful for everything we have in America. And it's just interesting.
Yeah, there's a fine line there, though, because you got a lot of fat people in the United States of America.
Actually, yes. I did see a stat today that said 1 in 3 Americans are obese.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to be careful. But, you know, it's interesting to note that the things that we take for granted, such as running water. Could you imagine if you had to go outside in an outhouse to go to the bathroom as they had to do back in the 1800s? Yeah, could you imagine if you didn't have running water, if every time you wanted to wash your hands, do the dishes, get any kind of water, you have to go walk out to a well, especially in Minnesota in the freezing cold winter? We've got a lot to be thankful for.
Well, we
let's
complain
count our
about
many.
We do. We need the smallest things. It's
count our many blessings.
Yes.
All right, now this is kind of interesting for you chocolate lovers out there. Every second, Americans collectively eat 100 pounds of chocolate. Can you imagine that?
I know people like that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. We got about two more, I think. About three more. About 20 million Americans live in mobile homes. Mobile homes are, you know, they're nice. You can get really nice mobile homes out there. You know, the resale value, I guess, is not as good, but it's kind of interesting to note. But did you know that 9 million people are in prisons around the world and a quarter of them are in the United States? Which is kind of interesting and brings me to my final fact. The United States has the highest crime rate in the world, according to an estimate. Number of crime rates per was 1 million was calculated.
It's a $64 billion bureaucracy. So crime sells and it works for corruption.
Oh, we've got a job to do. Can you imagine if we actually put down justice upon those criminals and those crimes?
Yeah. Soft judges produce hardened criminals.
Exactly. Yep. What a different world we would have. So some fun and interesting facts here about America for you today.
Steven Spielberg, President Obama will speak next month at the celebration of the 20th anniversary of a Holocaust History Foundation established by director Steven Spielberg, at which the acclaimed Hollywood director will give Obama the Ambassador to Humanity Award.
Can you believe that?
No, it shows you how low these people are willing to go. Friends, it's a tragedy beyond words that a man who produced Schindler's List, a producer who said, I was put on this earth to tell the story of the Holocaust, would now honor a president that has done more than any other president to further the American Holocaust of killing and the killing of babies in the womb. Such misdirected esteem reminds me of the words of Scripture, which is highly esteemed among men, is an abomination in the sight of God. Folks, it's the same thing with the award, the Nobel Peace Prize. Friends, there's no more credibility whatsoever to the Nobel Peace
Prize. No.
Because when you look at what they're doing is they're actually rewarding themselves in the sight of man. Look at Time
evil
Life.
Evil for good, good for evil.
Oh, my goodness. They totally do in every sense of the word. And they sit there and they give each other accolades. They name themselves after streets. They give each other buildings. They give each... It's so puke.
It is.
You know?
It really
is. It's totally gross in every sense of the word. Friends, the butchery of millions of children in the womb is the result of man's greatest and yet the most... obscure of sins, read Proverbs 6, and it is idolatry. It has opened the door to the Nazi Holocaust, because if you go back and look at history, friends, you got to remember Hitler created his own image of God and then killed in his God's name, and idolatry has opened the door to the taking of 60 million lives in this country while the black-robed tyrants sit on the Supreme Court chambers and say, we sanctioned it, it's good. If we're good with it, then everybody else is going to have to put up with it. Untrue, friends, but America has settled for that. When we look at America's image of God as one of a divine butler, some sort of ecclesiastical or celestial Santa Claus, America's God doesn't mind pornography, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, blasphemy, and abortion. And I lay the blame at the feet of our pulpits. We've gone here so many times, friends, but again, I was talking this morning to one of my friends out in Georgia, and we were going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And I kept going back to the fact that, listen, what we're seeing in America today is nothing but a reproach. It is an embarrassment to the things of God. And I had shared with my friend, I said, I understand that your perspective is because he wants to distribute some things throughout the theaters in this country. And he had told me, well, that's as far as I can go with it. I hope I'm safe on that. But I said to him, I said, the people that you're wanting to go to are the problem. I said, when we did high school assemblies, guess who our opposition came from? It was from the professed church saying that you can't cross lines between church and state. And then when you ask them the question, can you show me in the Constitution the Bill of the Rights or the Declaration of Independence where you've derived that from, that information from, they get mad at you and then you have an enemy for telling them the truth. And I said, you're wasting your time. I said, there comes a time even when you look in Scripture where God told Jeremiah not to pray for them anymore. And that's really where I feel that we're at in the present in America, because what America tolerates, there's no excuse for it any longer. You can't take Christ's name to any of this and say, well, God's grace is going to cover all of this. No, the fact of the matter is Christ died to cover sin, not to tolerate sin. Read Isaiah 30. Anyway, to say all that, again, to say this, friends, when we begin to talk about outreach, you cannot go around in a diplomatic fashion to do what God commanded you. And if you want to go ahead and throw off the cross because you want the crown, rest assured you're going to get a crown, but it's not going to be from the Christ. It's going to be from man who ordained it. And if you look at the book of Exodus and you can study out the difference between Moses and Aaron, the difference between Moses and Aaron is Moses obeyed God and did what God commanded. Aaron did what man commanded, and therein lies America's problem right now. Look at the golden calf. Look at what we have that goes before us. Look at how much it makes money. Look at how it appeases man. But you can't get away from the fact when you read the book of Acts that, listen, there was tumults and uproars all over the place. So if we want God's results, then we're going to have to go back to God's methods. End of story. Let me bring forth the end to what I'm saying here with Steven Spielberg. Instead of men of righteousness who boldly preach the truth, we have preachers who should have been motivational speakers or plumbers or anything but those who represent Almighty God and His will for humanity. Because, friends, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. And what we see today is people creating a God that kisses rather than wounds. And, friends, let me tell you something. It's not the God of the Bible.
Well, if you think about it, this is absolutely appalling. To receive to Barack Obama, Ambassador to Humanity
Award.
No, not
to receive. To
give to him, yes. Yeah. To give to Barack Obama the Ambassador to Humanity Award is unbelievable. We're talking about the guy who told God to bless Planned Parenthood back in April 26th of 2013. Think about it. Barack Obama asked God to bless a killing factory that murdered a record 333,964 unborn babies during the 2011-2012 fiscal year. Now, if you put that in perspective, that's one baby killed every 94 seconds.
And he wanted to make sure it would happen. He also voted in favor two times to make sure that if the baby came out alive, that there'd be another doctor inside of the murder clinic to make sure that the baby was snuffed out so it didn't have an opportunity to get out.
Yeah, and let's put this in perspective. You know, he's joined together with Cecil Richards, who is, you know, of course, Planned Parenthood's, you know, CEO. But it's interesting to know that the Bible says that though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. That's Proverbs 11:21. And the Bible also says in Proverbs 6:16-17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And I want to give you a quote from Barack Obama, just so you know his result here when it comes to the killing of innocent babies, who's receiving this humanitarian award, which is absolutely ridiculous. He said, if there's one thing the past few years have shown, it's that Planned Parenthood is not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere today. It's not going anywhere tomorrow. As long as we've got to fight to make sure women have access to quality, affordable health care, that's the big mask, everybody. And as long as we've got to fight to protect women's rights to make her own choices, what about her baby's choice inside her womb? About her own health, I want you to know that you've also got a president who's going to be right there with you, fighting with you every step of the way. This is the resolve of the man that we're giving this award to.
This is what the American people, friends, have subjected themselves to, and the ideologies of what you've subjected yourself to over the last 6 years. So again, let me ask you the question, what's wrong with America? There you have it. It's right in front of your face.
You look at the Holocaust, 11, 12 million people. You're looking at what's going on in America with babies being killed in the womb. Over 55 million babies in America alone have been killed. So Steven Spielberg is honoring the man that advocates more deaths than what Hitler did back in his day. And we're giving him an award when we're claiming to stand up for everything that the Holocaust represented. We don't want that anymore. We're looking down on that, obviously. But when we're looking at Barack Obama, what's the comparison here? I'm wondering what is in Steven Spielberg's head that he would give him such an award as this. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. We're honoring the man who does more killing
than
Adolf
Hitler. Just keep in mind, it was the Hollywood stars, as they call themselves, that just... They corroborated. What did they do? They got together and they linked arms with who? Hollywood and Washington, D.C. just
That's
this
right.
last week. Why is it happening? Friends, it's all by design. You have to wake up. 1-866-233-0747. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about this Jarhead, the lead singer from Jars of Clay, A Lack of Christianity. Once again, friends, we'll be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic Eric Lowe's. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, your radio show. Interestingly enough, Scripture tells us in 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressively that in latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Well, Dan Hazeltine tweeted, the singer from the Jarheads of Clay, the effeminate little man who needs to read 1 Corinthians 6:9, where it says that adulterers, fornicators, and the effeminate shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. He said, I just don't see a negative effect to allowing gay marriage. No societal breakdown here. No war on traditional marriage. Anyone?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me? Friends, when I first got in, by the way, I'm a drummer for a band called Junkyard Prophet. And when I first got into the rock and roll scene, I was playing clubs all across the country, playing the wannabe rock star. And I wasn't really wanting, I was wanting to be a rock star, so I wasn't like a wannabe rock star. I'm just trying to clarify that.
It was your goal. Yeah, you weren't a wannabe. Your goal was to be a rock star.
And when I got into the Christian scene, which again, I didn't apply for the position, I noticed that the level of, well, excellence that they would call excellence was just not accepted by the things of the world. And it's interesting that these, a lot of these professed Christian musicians and professed Christians overall, they go to the church because they know that they can't live up to the expectations of the spirit of the world, which in fact, we have it completely backwards because we're to approve things that are excellent. And that means to surpass others, Philippians 1. And Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you're in no wise going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. In other words, you have a higher level. Our lives, and we are called to be found in the risen Christ. We're witnesses of the resurrection. Not the fallen, sinful man and his state. But yet, when I got into the Christian realm, I noticed right away everything was second rate. Now, I'm not capping on the weak, friends, because I know that there's weak men and weak women out there. And I'm talking about that's just their disposition. That's who they are, right? But to try to look at what the Christian, the professed Christians, Steph, you've talked about this before. You look at the professed Christian bands, and what are they trying to do? They're trying to be like what? Like KJ52. What is he? He's trying to be like Eminem.
Yep.
You know, and you go around, you had a band called Disciple. Who are they? They were copying none other than Pantera. Mm-hmm. You got bands that copy what? Pop stars. And then you find out later on that these pop stars, like, for example, these some of these women that are coming out of the professed church saying that they're now lesbians.
Yeah.
No, it's right. This is because the cross has not been laid at their feet. That is the first prerequisite, my friends, is to deny yourself, take up the cross and follow me. They've never been taught that. So what they do is they come in as they are, which is fine at first, but they need to leave as they're changed by the Holy Ghost. And I want to add something to that. You know, during the Puritan times, all the way up, friends, to the 1800s and the 1900s, it was common knowledge not to commit the act of sin. And that was the whole purpose of governance, to restrain men from sin. But you were proven in a church for 1 to 3 years before you were accepted to be a part of that congregation. Mm-hmm. Now it's, our ice cream is better than DQ's.
That's right.
Like it's a joke. And everything is a joke on their billboards. It's a joke, friends, because they lightly esteem the rock of their salvation. See, friends, they don't meet God at the cross. They meet him in some emotional realm, and then they begin to create a God that looks just like them, which is a violation of number two of God's Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God that looks just like you, nor bow down thyself to serve them. But going back to this again, friends, it's just absolutely amazing. When I got in there, it's just like, I mean, how do I say it? A nice way without being condemning to the weak. What a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, they're second rate to everything that the world has to offer, and yet God requires the best. He said, play skillfully in Psalm 33. He said, play loudly in Psalm 33. And yet when you go watch these guys, you look at these professed Christians, again, like the jars of clay, and you look at them and you know something's wrong.
Right.
They're effeminate.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's not just pertaining to quote unquote Christian music. You go in the Christian realm in general.
I'm talking about those that should know better.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. When you say the Christian should have the best quality, the highest standard, the world should be copying Christians, not Christians copying the world. For example, to go along with your train of thought, the world gives us Batman. The Christians tag along. Let's do
the
Bible Man,
Christians.
The professed Christians. Yep. Then, you know, the world gives us that whole slogan, got milk. Then what do the professed Christians do? Got Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, all these. And usually when you look at like
what would Jesus do? No, what is Jesus doing?
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting to note, too, is when you look at him and you look at, see, if you look at the quality of a world class, you know, Hollywood film, and you look at Christian films and Christian things, it's cheesy. The acting's bad. It's second rate. It's almost laughable. Why in the world would the world want to be like the quote unquote professed Christians when they're copying everything they do?
Well, that's exactly right. So what you have, the professed church, instead of them following Christ and the world emulating Christ in us, now they're actually allowing culture to set the standard rather than the Christ that they say they serve set the standard. Case in point, going back to the jarhead of clay here, Dan Hazelton, he said, I just don't see a negative effect to allowing gay marriage. No societal breakdown, no war on traditional marriage. Anyone? Question mark. In a further statement he later regretted, he said, I don't particularly care about scripture's stance on what is wrong.
Let's just cast that Bible aside.
There you go, right there. I care more about how it says we should treat people. Listen, friends, let me say this and let me make myself really clear. There is going to be a lot of people in hell that Jesus came to seek and save. But they made the choice to reject. God did not. So does Jesus love them? Yep. But they made their choice, right? He's not going to come in and override what you do when he gave you a will to make the right choice. But yet, what do we have here? I don't particularly care about scripture's stance on what is wrong. In other words, away with the law.
Mm-hmm.
Away with what God's commandments say. Friends, is that not the very definition of the sons of Belial? Yes, it is. Look at Hophnia, Phinehas. And these guys are going around and evangelizing What are they evangelizing for and for whom?
This is the guy that said, I don't particularly care what scripture says about blah, blah, blah. So what he's saying is, listen, I don't really care what the Bible says. I don't really particularly care about scripture's stance on what's wrong. So what he's saying is, I'm just creating a God in my own image, my idolatry that doesn't exist to justify how I want to live my life. He also said, it's perhaps less important to know what's right and wrong, morally speaking, than to know how to act towards those we consider wrong. Listen, right is absolute. Wrong is absolute. God gave us thou shalt not. How did God destroy
Sodom
and Gomorrah?
No, I guess God is now in a position in America where, you know, let's negotiate with what I commanded you. Yeah. No, that is not the God of Scripture.
It's a God in his mind.
It totally
doesn't exist.
Same-sex couples can no more be married than a square can be to a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we have these supposed Christians that are out there evangelizing. Hey, friends, you know the sick part about it is they can't even get 50 kids to show up at their concerts, and then they wonder why. But you have the profess. And by the way, I believe it's a great percentage of those that own Christian labels are secularly owned. That means without God. And here you have the fruit of it. And I just don't understand what they don't get. Lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. See, they don't like the law because they don't want to be guilty. So what they begin to do is they lower the law, and then they begin to decide what Jesus looks like. And they want an effeminate little pansy with pink little booties on that looks just like them. And I'm not being funny, and I'm not being facetious. I'm dead serious. These people, for the most part, friends, are pathetic. In every sense of the word. And this has been my heart over the last 3 days. And I don't know what's overcoming me, friends, but I'll tell you what. Everything I have to say, I can completely back it up with Scripture. This is a reproach. This is an abomination, is what it is. And isn't it interesting that God said that homosexuality is an abomination?
Right.
Right? And these guys try to justify it by saying, well, what's wrong with it?
Yeah.
Well, do you have two dads? Do you have two moms?
Yeah.
Do you know what's behind the homosexual agenda here, Jarhead?
Yeah, it's interesting to note, too, in his series of tweets, Hazleton asks, just curious, what condoning a person's homosexuality does? Does it change you? Does it hurt someone? What's behind the conviction? You know what's going to hurt that
person?
The
emotional realm.
You
that's
know what's
right.
going to hurt that person is if you don't give them the pure, unadulterated truth from the Word of God, and they stand before God a condemned sinner because you never loved them enough to give them the truth here on this earth, and they end up going to hell. That's going to hurt a lot more than their feelings here on this earth.
And true that, because when you read in Scripture, the love of many will grow cold. Why? Because of the workers of iniquity. This is a man that is a worker of iniquity. He tolerates what God sent his son to die for. Jesus died for, he is the propitiation, the appeasement of our crimes set against God. Jesus died to reconcile us through the cross and through his blood. Read the book of Colossians. But these men, they trample the spirit of grace. They attempt to trample God's law. They put themselves in positions as to be some teacher or some rabbi or someone that needs to stand up on a high plateau and everybody needs to listen to them. But friends, let me tell you something. This is where the professed churches put these people. And then they wonder why the world is the way that it is. They're called to be the light of the world, yet these are the people that are responsible for coming in and turning the lights down. And they're called to be the light? Friends, this is incredible. They add to the putrefaction rather than being the salt of the world? This is something else, friends. But here we are talking about Dan Hazleton, the jarhead from Jars of Clay, and his abomination. His abomination, friends. Got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, coming up to the last segment. Last opportunity, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Last opportunity for today. Now, friends, real quick, if you guys are going to be in Georgia on May 10th, I am going to be there restoring our promise. May 10th, 12 to 8 p.m. Interesting. There's going to be a lot of folks there, I guess.
I was going to say 12 to 8 p.m. That's like, well, how many hours of speaking there? But you're talking about all
these
speakers.
That'll be probably sufficient.
I'll let them say a couple things when I'm done. Just might get through your slideshow in that amount of time.
If you'd like to check that out, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Folks, really quick, I want you to hear this, and then I want to comment on it, and then I'm going to give it over to our pretty little princess. The chief danger of the 20th century will be religion without the Holy Ghost. Just saying. Christianity without Christ. Just saying. Forgiveness without repentance. Just saying. Salvation without regeneration. Just saying. And heaven without hell. Who said that? That was none other than William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army. Now, I want to add to that, because, friends, we have war within the gates. And we have war within the gates because truth is always the first casualty. Now, the things that we're talking about today is, remember how I always share with you how people will never make reference to the Constitution concerning the natural man in politics? Because if they brought forth made reference to the Constitution of the United States of America, then they'd have to enforce the laws. They would have to do more than just talk. You see how that works? And we're in a situation in this country today, now going back to the church, where what William Booth is exactly right, because in war, truth is the first casualty. What we're seeing in the professed church is the truth being omitted in their conversations. Mm-hmm. Rather, we're seeing their opinions, their personal opinions, rather than what God commanded. And wasn't it the Lord God of heaven and earth in Jesus' name that said not to diminish one word or add anything to his commands?
Yep.
And this is exactly what has happened. We are in a society where the professed church has forsaken God's government. And they themselves think that they have become the government by creating a God that looks just like them.
To suit their sins.
That's right. And I want to say this, and I'll give it over to you, Stephanie. In war, truth is the first casualty. And again, I want to say this, friends, and listen to me carefully. It's the truth that is being omitted. And namely, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life in John 14:6. And it's him that's not being talked about. And if he is being talked about, it's made as a quick reference or, you know, some little other splash of a thought concerning the Christ and hoping that we'll just overlook what Scripture really says in context. You know, like I've said in the past, that professed Christians like to pick scriptures like a bunch of pigeons picking peas as to what they like and what they don't like. Wasn't it Mark Twain that rightly said, it's not the scriptures that I don't know that I have a problem with. It's the scriptures that I do know that I have a problem with. Friends, we need to face what the word says, and we need to bear the cross. And without the cross, I want to tell you, you are going to be a powerless witness of the flesh, because the Bible tells us on a positive, to he who hath the Son hath life. And I want to tell you this, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, but I have to do it his way and not my way. And how do I do that? I bear the cross.
All right, now I want to highlight this, what we just highlighted that he said. He said, it is perhaps less important to know what is right and wrong, morally speaking, than to know how to act towards those we consider wrong.
That is a reprobate. That's exactly a reprobate.
Biblically, how should we act towards someone that's wrong? We should shine the light of God's truth upon their darkness.
But we want to love them.
That is love. Love is to get in someone's face and tell them the truth. Speaking of Psalms and then love, if you go to Psalm 109, what did David say? He said, they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love.
That's right.
A lot of times when you get people's face.
Well, that's the Old Testament. What does it say in John 15?
Yeah, exactly.
As many as I love. Well,
if you love me, keep my commandments. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
That's John 15 and Revelation 3,
yes. Yeah, you can go all over the New Testament as well. But the point is here is, if someone you know was walking toward the end of a cliff and you know that there was a bottom of destruction at the edge that they were not seeing.
Yeah.
So would love be to say, hey, man, I just want to encourage you. Just keep walking. You're doing a great job. Just keep loving them to the end of the cliff. So they can feel good about the fact that they're about to die to their own destruction. If you think about this, or what's love? Listen, stop right now. I'm telling you, if you go any further, you're going to go over the edge of the cliff. It's going to cost you your life. Which one's love? To put a sense of urgency? Okay. Or to lull them to sleep as they're walking blindly to their own destruction.
Right.
Which one's truly love? We have such a backward sense of love today that it just drives me crazy.
I'm loving this, guys.
Because if you love someone in truth, you're going to give them the truth whether they like it or not. And a lot of times, you give people the truth, they'll get mad at you. But later on in life, if they take heed to what you were saying, they'll come back and thank you.
Because they know you're
right. You were the only one who loved them enough to give them the truth. Now, this is interesting. Well, he says it's like this.
It's like the house is on fire and the family's inside. These little reprobate pansies, effeminate pansies, they just want to love them to the Lord, or the house is on fire. How does that work? That is not the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're not to do it any other. There is no new method, friends.
To rescue them from the fire.
There is no new method. Do it the way the Lord said it, and rest assured, persecution is going to come with it. Trials are going to come with it. But you're going to have tumults and uproars. But you're going to see the Holy Ghost in power, because it's a work of faith with power. And he promises it in Jesus' name.
Okay, now you said, what do we need to do? We need to do what Scripture says. Well, Hazleton, this is what he said. He criticized those who use Scripture to question his stance. This is what he said.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, listen to this.
Mr. Hazleton.
He said, tweeting Scripture verses to settle my questions of gay marriage isn't helpful.
See? No. Okay, so who's the government? Who's God?
He's
putting himself in the final position and the final authority.
Yep.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Exactly. He said, simple answers to complex questions, M-E-H. Now listen, the Urban Dictionary says that the slang term, quote, M-E-H, which he said meh or whatever, means indifference, to be used when one simply does not care. So he's saying, listen, but you just give me Scripture verses, that's not helpful. It's not helpful to my stance. And you know what?
It's
too simple. I mean, that thou shalt not.
Well, here, let me make it real simple. Do you have a dad and mom?
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yes.
That's all you need to say.
Right, exactly.
Is that too simple there, Davey?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's It's unbelievable. And if people say the Bible is not clear about sin, the Bible is very clear about everything.
Well, they don't
understand.
I can ask, as a matter of fact, I can ask the average Christian to define biblical sin, and they will tell me missing the mark. And then I'll say, can you show me that in Scripture? And of course they can't show me that. Sin is breaking God's moral law. It is transgressing his moral law, 1 John 3:4.
Yeah. Yeah. And also Hazleton said, Scripture clearly says he does not like that phrase.
I really don't care what he has to say.
It's interesting. But the point is look at the Bible says, and Jesus, I think the one of the greatest things the Lord ever told us in the Bible is, you shall know a man by his fruits.
Yeah.
What he does. You judge him by what he does, not by what he says. People say they're Christians all day long and they're liars, they're hypocrites. And look at you know, Congress and people that represent us. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Bottom line is, Scripture is very clear. And if you really love someone, you're going to give them the truth, whether they like it or not, because you know, if Christians truly believed that heaven was for real and hell was for real, they would be very different about how they preach the gospel of Jesus
Christ. Yeah, but you know what? It's not an issue of just heaven and hell being real. It's an issue of, Lord,
of course,
I thank you that you show yourself strong on the behalf of this ministry, because if you don't, there's really no reason that I'm here.
Exactly. And those are two clear points. I mean, if we really believe those two little things, we'd be different just based on that alone.
Totally.
But for those of you out there, I say, I just love your guys' radio show. You guys are preaching. You're amen in your car and you're amen in at home.
Hallelujah.
Amen. They're saying someone's got to preach it like it is and, you know, give us the black and white truth. We want your support to be able to continue to do it. Not only that, but we need your support to be able to continue to do what we do. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can make a donation. You go to the right-hand corner. It says donate. It's got a nice button in red, white, and blue for you. Click on that if you'd like to make a one-time donation. Now, for those of you who'd like to become sons and daughters of liberty, maybe you said, I've heard this so many times. Well, listen, if you hear it so many times, it's time to act on it.
That's right.
Listen, you say, listen, I love your show. Well, I wouldn't want your show to go away. I would want to see you guys out there in America doing what you're doing. Listen, we cannot do this without your support. But sons and daughters of liberty, what that means is you support on a monthly basis, whatever you can. For some, like I say, it's $10 a month, $200, $500, whatever it might be that you can do on a monthly basis. That helps us kind of have a foundation to be able to catapult from and to continuously do what we do. Our aim and our message and our focus should be on the gospel of Jesus Christ and reaching and seeking and saving that which is lost, and not so much on the mundane, oh, okay, we got to do this, and of course we've got to do bills and everything. But the point is we want to make sure our foundation is sure so we can catapult from there and actually be doing the work that our ministry has been called to do. So you can do that today, or you can call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Become a son or daughter of liberty today.
Are you done?
I'm done.
I like that.
Me too.
Yeah. Huh. How do you tell if a stick is crooked?
I just think you might want to lay a straight one right next to it.
That's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't Scripture tell us that correction is grievous to those that forsake the way?
Absolutely.
So those that love the truth, it's not grievous at all.
No.
Because they walk in the light as he is in the light.
Amen. They rejoice in those commandments.
Yeah, we'll talk to you in 23. Got Bradley and Stephanie, 1 John 3:18. See ya!